Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Wake up to this altar and your own altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, let God first be your mantra of life. Set your alarm clock to wake you up. Give God at least 15 to 20 minutes of your day as you wake up. Welcome also to Monday, the 11th day in the 11th month in the year. Today is dated 11-11. That is spiritually significant. So open your hand and heart to receive the 11th hour prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. In the parable of the 11th hour, in Matthew chapter 20 verses 1 to 16, Jesus spoke a parable of the hired laborers at the 11th hour that worked only for 1 hour, but were paid first to appear above those who started 6 a.m. And when they complained, the owner did not listen. Wow, they came last, but were first paid the same amount. Favor is not fair. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today and be responding with amen, I receive it. May this day be your day of favor. May kindness and mercy locate you and locate members of your family. Receive the 11th hour miracle. Whereas you have been working hard, doing much, and receiving little, from today, you will do a little and you will have much. Who is this? You shall be overpaid. I see surplus supplies. Our Jehovah overdo. We do beyond your expectation. This week shall be for you a week of surplus supplies. All businessmen and women, professionals, entrepreneurs, goods and services providers, career people, I speak into your lives and your enterprise. You will enjoy huge patronage. You shall experience a huge turnover this week. Your customers and clients are coming in droves. They shall order for your goods. They will demand for your services. Someone listening to me, you have been largely idle over the years. No serious engagement. No. That narration is changing now. Everyone on target job, you shall meet and surpass your target this month. I see written and pasted on someone in the spirit the word strange favor, strange open doors. Claim it and say, it's mine. Say, that's for me. Yes, it's for you and your children. It's for your parents. It's for your business and your platform. It's for your network. All listeners on online business, yes, influencers, hearing me now, raise your phone and let me pray. I prophesy a high traffic, strong followership. I say to your platform and network, grow in Jesus' name. I decree miracle phone calls, miracle breakthroughs, good news from far and near to all my listeners these days, in Jesus' name. Now, if you are included in the groups I have just mentioned and pray for, say amen, I receive it 3 times. Yes, receive it and receive it. Now, the power of God shall make it happen for you. Listeners, if you can, sow a special sacrificial and battle seed before today is over, this morning, or before the day is over, to back up the prophetic decrees that just came on you now. Do so if you can. God cannot see sacrifice and not be moved. Psalm 50 verse 5. He says, gather my sins together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me, with a sacrifice. Yes, covenant with a sacrifice. God cannot see sacrifice, a sacrificial heart, and not respond. Do so if you can. There is no particular amount. Do as God may lay in your heart. Let's see what happens by the end of the day, before this week is over. I say again, all efforts and journeys, all on your to-do list this week, shall enjoy massive success. Everybody say, amen, I receive it. November 11th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. All those celebrating a rounded figure today, age 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90, send your name, your full names and personal number to me and tell me and indicate your age, the rounded age you are celebrating. I want to pray for you specially, mentioning your name before God in my prayers today. That's for those marking a rounded figure. To all celebrants, happy birthday from all of us to all of you. As I announced last week, we are adding 1 week more for insightful teachings and practical counsels using questions and situations of life that listeners are sending in. Amazing! Many listeners on hearing that have sent a word to thank me for adding 1 week to teaching and counseling. So you love teaching this much. It's all right. Knowledge is power. Send your own questions and situations of life if you have any. Let's take the first one today. Good morning, my indefatigable daddy. My husband gave me some money to keep for him. I used part of the money, and I can't really give account of what I used it for. I don't have any source of income to return the money. He must not know, and he will be asking for the money very soon. If I'm not able to give it to him, it may affect his health and cause issue in our marriage. I am so depressed. I don't even know what else to do. I'm seriously having sleepless nights. Please, sir, advise me what to do. Wow. My first word for you is not an advice, but a rebuke. How come you are behaving like a spoiled child? If your husband, or anyone for that matter, gave you money or anything for keep, should you want to touch it? Courtesy, morality, respect for the person, good character, and the fear of God demand that you tell the person, take permission or get approval. Then you said you have no source of income of returning the money you took. Are you an idle wife? Aren't you working or earning income? You are living contrary to one of our main teachings on this platform. An idle wife is setting herself up for imminent punishment, insult, and shame. My advice is that you tell him what you have done now before he asks for the money. Tell him, apologize, and pray that he will accept your apology and still be able to trust you again in future. Listeners, let's learn from this. Whatever is given you in trust to keep, don't touch it, don't use it, be it money or anything, or else, please don't break trust. Next, good morning, sir. I'm a single lady and a teacher. I have taught in different schools. I have a vision to become a proprietress, owning my own school. A spiritual head then advised me to quit my job and start up mine. If not, they won't have any hand in my matter again, even when it was against my will and plan. I obeyed and started home lessons for kids. It's been 3 years now. I have not achieved my aim because it seems I'm alone in it, and it has not been easy to meet up my daily needs. Now, I am considering seeking employment back as a teacher and starting up again so I can start my school later when I have enough resources to start, because I am tired of asking for support whenever I have pressing needs, which wasn't so when I was working under a school. On the other hand, I have this feeling that quitting something I have been trying to build for a while now might be a wrong idea. Daddy, I need your counsel. What should I do now? Wow. How could you have allowed yourself to be so misled? Your vision to be a proprietress is a laudable one, but you're allowing a spiritual head, whatever that means, to put you under pressure to start what you are not yet ready for. It's stupid. Every vision is for an appointed time. So you acted out of time. See where you have found yourself now. All listeners, please, let's learn from this. We may receive counsel from whoever, a spiritual head or a mentor, but the final decision is ours as adults. At the end of the day, everyone will live with his or her own decision. My advice, quit and go back to where you missed it. Get another job, work, save money, and start up properly and in a better way. Not home lessons for kids. Start a proper school and get out of that bondage or enclave of a spiritual head. Little they say is enough for the wise. Next, Daddy, Please, I have been married for 13 years and I am 50 years of age, yet to have a baby. My husband does not want to go for a fertility test. Instead, he chooses to be a womanizer. For 7 years, he has not gone to church and not prayed with me at home. His attitude towards me is pure that of an enemy. Please, sir, advise me. Wow, your problem is fundamental and foundational. You probably married out of age pressure to a wrong person. It is a foundational problem, and no one should go this way. Wait, no matter your age, for the right person to marry. A man that does not go to church, hasn't been in church for 7 years, and will not pray with his wife at home. Ack, stark unbeliever. My counsel is prayers, warfare prayers, for God to touch his heart for you. At 50, I don't know what else to ask you to do. You waited 13 years before crying out. Too late. Put your faith in God. Do warfare prayers. I pray God will intervene for you. Wow. Hope we are all learning. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us later today on the Monday's edition of our live broadcast, 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time, on our social media platforms. Please connect them. Don't fail. Today is dated 11-11-2024. It's a good day to sow your 11-11-11 seed that we are sowing this month, 11-11 seed, on the 11th-11th of the year. It is so symbolic and prophetic. Even if you have already done 11-11 seed before, if God gives you grace, do another one today. It's so symbolic. Be a committed, devoted, passionate tither and see sowers. Is our covenant work with God for as long as we live. Don't argue tithing. Don't argue seesawing. Do them with joy. We live for God and the expansion of his kingdom. Do so. Be a devoted tither and a seesawer. Be a proud and a committed TPGF members wherever you are. I speak to everyone's life. This week we open for you. Oh, you are going higher. No power will stop you. You are returning the end of this week with massive testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.